Hello, hello, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is highly recommended. It is full of music that I recommend highly. And today, I have some lovely guests with me, if you would like to introduce yourselves.
Hello.
Hey, I'm Celia.
I'm Lucy.
Welcome. How do you guys like the studio?
Such a cool space. We're admiring all the art in here and really, really liking it.
And I'm hopeful that you guys will add some before you leave.
Would love to. Oh my god.
Lucy, awesome. Do you have any signature doodles that you are planning to put up on the wall here?
Oh god, I'll have to spend the whole show thinking about it, so.
Probably so.
By the end, I will have something.
Perfect. Well, you'll have plenty of time to think about it. Behind me right now is Time Out by Hiromi's Sonic Bloom. I had the pleasure of seeing Hiromi's Sonic Wonder, which is a different project by the same person, this past weekend at the Saratoga Jazz Fest. And it was one of my favorite sets at the show. Really, really cool music, very talented pianist, great jazz. Yeah, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. And last weekend, Celia and I, you weren't there, unfortunately.
Sadly.
But we went to see Tiny Habits. And I'm so glad I got the name right. Small Habitats.
Small Habitats.
Yeah, yeah, sounds right. But we'll be back in a bit. We'll be playing all the music that I recommend highly and some highly recommended music from my two guests as well.
Trucking right, I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Holiday. I say, is an untold story. Rather go out in a blaze of glory. I can't hear you. I don't fear you. I live now cause the bad die last. Dodging bullets with your broken past. I can't hear you. I don't fear you now. Wrapped in your regret. What a waste of blood and sweat. Oh, I wanna taste love and pain. Wanna feel pride and
take it so bad. You know the summer's coming soon, though the interstate is choking under salt and dirty sand, and it seems the sun is hiding from the moon. Your daddy told you when you were a girl the kind of things that come to those who wait. So give it a rest, girl. Take a deep breath, girl. Meet me at the Bay State tonight. And the snow is coming down on our New England town, and it's been falling all day long. What else is new? What could I do? I wrote a valley winter song for you. In late December can drag a man down. You feel it deep in your gut. Short days and afternoons spent pottering around in a dark house with the windows painted shut. Remember New York, staring outside as reckless winter made its way from Staten Island to the Upper West Side, widening out our streets along the way. And the snow is coming down on our New England town.
That last song was Valley Winter Song by the Fountains of Wayne on their album Welcome Interstate Managers, and the hit from that, of course, being Stacy's Mom. Great song. Before that, The Laws with There She Goes, The Struts with Could Have Been Me, The Talking Heads with Cross-Eyed and Painless, and 10cc with Dreadlock Holiday starting off the set. And behind me right now is Russ Liquid with Plorante de Join. Can any of you guys give that a better pronunciation? I'll zoom in.
That felt pretty good.
Okay. Thank you. That's probably the hardest thing, trying to pronounce song names. And the ones in Japanese, I don't even, don't even try. But yeah. And coming up next, we're going to have some spacey stuff for a couple songs and go in wherever we want from there. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Do you guys want to do the PSA now?
Probably so. We have a really exciting one coming up. Are you ready for the sound
effects?
Yeah,
let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, you can just cover the... Okay, great.
Yeah.
Lucy, I'm going to need you on this.
Are you able to whistle?
This one, sure, yeah.
This give us some bird chirping.
Absolutely. Oh, start with...
Children laughing.
Wow. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all that rain.
It sure looks like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going, but let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Woof, woof.
Hey, wait, you've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? No kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decompostable, isn't it?
True, but all that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer and pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will all go down to the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river.
Woof!
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
Beautiful. Good work, guys.
The bark is really what sold it for me.
No, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I was a fan of the whimper, personally.
That was
I think
really
that
good.
One really...
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hit
very
home.
Educational.
Yeah. Thank you. Good work. It is 7:28. And yeah, so I've gotten word from the... who would be the next DJ. We're going to be on for his hour too. So we will be here for 2 hours today. We'll be here till 9 p.m. spinning all the most highly recommended tracks. Do we want to talk about how we all met?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
A
good time.
All right. We met at the lodge.
Yeah, you're right.
Story
there.
Done. Yeah. I mean, that was, yeah.
For anyone listening who doesn't know, the lodge is a special space that Tufts has up in New Hampshire, in North Woodstock, kind of near Lincoln in the Whites. It's a little lodge that Tufts students and alums and people can stay at to hang out or go hike or just enjoy being outside in a nice, lovely area. And we all ended up there one weekend.
Mm-hmm. And it was my very first time there after paying my TMC dues religiously every single year that I was at Tufts.
That's more than most people can say.
But never taking advantage of the lodge.
It was my first time, too.
Yeah.
So, just a crazy coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad I bumped into you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very nice. We spent a night just sitting at our chairs, all sitting around in a circle and chatting for a long, long mm-hmm. time, which was really nice.
Yeah, comparing notes on Tufts happenings and traditions.
Yeah, past and present.
Yeah.
And then we got half apps at the Woodstock Inn, and then they weren't half.
No, they were definitely full apps. Yeah. Little life hack, if you go there for their half apps, it's only weekdays.
Now we know.
Now we'll know for next time.
I'm sure all the listeners frequent the Woodstock Inn.
I'm sure. I'm sure. If you frequent the Woodstock Inn, you can call in at 855-915-9636. Drop us a line. Tell us what you think. And coming up now, Bobbing with Marie. Never let you feel out of place.
departed wanderers, forever lost in forsaken misses, except the spoil. We seek the unseekable, or we speak the unspeakable, our hopes gathering dust to dust, in faith, in compassion, and in love.
Behind us right now is Masayoshi Takanaka with O Tango Suerte. And before that, we listened to
Marie by Bob and Your Navi J.
Followed by Salami Rose, Joe Lewis, and Brigine with Propaganda.
Right before that was Natalie Bergman on Keep Those Teardrops From Falling.
Then the Smashing Pumpkins with Cupid de Loc.
And closing with a favorite of mine, Ooh La La by The Faces.
Yeah, that's a great I really like their song Alone Again.
Yeah. Very steady one throughout life. I feel like at any point in my life, I listen and it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they just have a great sound. And, yeah. I don't think they have that many albums.
Not that I'm familiar with.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to them. Maybe we'll do a deep dive in between the next set of songs.
We'll get back to you if there's anything good.
Yeah, anything juicy. So we were just talking about favorite movies. Do you guys have any favorite movies?
I feel like Good Will Hunting is just another classic forever. Like, not one I could watch every day, but one that just always means so much to me when I do see it.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I haven't seen that one in so long. I would love to rewatch it.
Also a good Boston movie.
Yeah.
That's so true. Oh, God. I haven't answered that question in a long time, I feel like. I'll have to think about it. My go-to answer used to be Dead Poets Society, but I'd answer that as like a middle schooler or like a freshman in high school, and I don't think I really got it at the time. I think that I just thought that was a cool answer.
Well, something in you knew that it was.
Yeah, exactly.
It was
like
to
it
be
had
good,
something about it. Like I didn't get it, taste. So it had to be really like niche and you know.
I like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. 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 Did you know that Good Will Hunting was written by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon?
And they were
I think I think they wrote it when they were at, like, Harvard, if I recall.
That would make sense. I think they were, like, 22 or 3 when they wrote it, which amazing.
That's so wild. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I think, like, that was the start.
Yeah. Let's see. Matt Damon started writing the film as a final assignment for a playwriting class he was taking
at
Harvard.
You're kidding.
Yep, that was a homework assignment. Huh. Yeah. Crazy.
Would be nice to have my homework look like that.
No, I think we all churn out stuff that good.
Yeah, if we really set our minds to it, I'm sure. And that's the whole... we were talking about jokes. Do you know how many tough students it takes to change a light bulb?
How many?
Only one, but he will say that he did it just as well as an Ivy League student would have. Or how many Harvard students does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Just one. He holds the bulb and the world revolves around him.
I like that. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Fair enough. They put in the work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many mice does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, definitely two.
Yeah. Do you know why? Or
no,
how?
I just made
yeah.
it. Wow.
Yeah. It's two mice, but the light bulb has to be small enough, or rather big enough for them.
Wait.
Yeah.
When I said jokes, these aren't exactly what.
Well, I can tell some better ones later.
No,
but,
these are really
killer. These are really great.
Yeah. that's the end of the song. Oh no, more jokes later.
The crowd was just dying for him.
Yeah.
Way on the other side of the Hudson. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in a rock and roll band. I took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said, hi, she said, yeah, I guess I am. Tell me. she didn't eat me. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall. She would smile and I melted all over the floor.
Together then, Dad, you know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Yeah.